Years ago, through the mail, the missionary Sisters of Charity from Calcutta made known to me that they had just been in Australia with the Aborigines. And while they were there among this untouchable class of people, they found a little old man all by himself, huddled up in his little, what they call a bustie, a little cardboard shack. When they walked in, they noticed a most elegant, a most beautiful candle stand that had been caked with dust and clay and God knows what else. So they said to the little man, "Could we light your candle?" And he looked at them and said, "But why? My wife is dead, my children are gone, I have no one, I'm here alone." And they said, "Well, if we clean your lampstand and we promise you to come back tonight, will that be okay?" And he was silent for a moment, and then he said, "Yes, that's okay." So they spent almost all the morning cleaning and polishing and shining up that beautiful old lamp. And finally it was done, and they left. When they came back that night, the lamp was lit for the first time, and it would be hard to say how long before it was ever lit before. And each night, the sisters would come back and they would light the candle. And then it got to a point where he told them after 6 months, he said, "Sisters, you can't keep coming back here lighting this candle. I'm grateful, but I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to light that candle even when you're not here. I'm going to light it as though you were here." And that's how that little old man lived out his days, lighting that candle in the darkness. For him, a place of emptiness over the years and sadness, many deaths. And that's what Malachy did in Northern Ireland, especially, where there was so much animosity between Christians and non-Christians, Catholics, Protestants. So he became that person that lit the light, like the sisters lit the light for that little man. And through his perseverance, through his example, gradually, slowly, things began to change. And some unity began to develop. And there was less anger and animosity, but a little bit more peace, a little more love, a little more understanding. And today, for each of us, we're called to be those signs of reconciliation, of forgiveness, of unity, of peace. But in order to do so, we have to spend time before the light where it all happens. And our oil lamps are filled when each day we take time to be quiet and to place ourselves in God's presence, and to experience how deeply our loving God loves us, despite all of our failures and admissions, whatever. But he just wants to tell us that. So it's through prayer. It's through, what's the most important gift we have to give the Lord every day? What's the most important gift? It's a thing called time. Time. And when we don't take time, look what happens. We get impatient, we get angry, we get upset. and we fly off the handle. And then we feel terrible. What could have maybe stopped that? If I slowed down a little bit, didn't put as many things on my schedule as I need to, and spent a little more time. What better way than to imitate and follow Malachi and the people in today's gospel? So today calls us simply to do that. Find time. And in light of everything that's going on in our world today, there's still so much confusion and disappointment and anger and all kinds of things. And what are we supposed to do in the midst of all this? The most important thing is to make sure our oil lamps are filled with God's goodness by spending time with the God of compassion, the God of love, the God of care. That's what will change things. And if we believe that, it's amazing what will take place. So today, on our parish feast day, we are called. We are called to build this house. For God is not finished yet. He has things to do in this house. If I just think about that high rise out there and all the hundreds of people that are going to be in there, what will excite them to come to Malachi's? How will we impart to them the message, the joy, the hope of Malachi's? So it means that we have to keep our lamps lit, that we have to find the people like the missionary Sisters of Charity found. They're everywhere. There's people everywhere, every day, being overwhelmed by life's journey, whether it's because of marriages that are not working out okay. I encountered so much in the last month of people on drugs and near death, and it's painful, and it's all we can do is, in many cases, just sit and listen. So may God anoint us today with his oil of love, his oil of compassion, and we do our best in whatever situation we occur today, this week, to be patient, to listen, and that God uses us to light a light in the midst of darkness.